The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a Friday edition of What Is On Your Mind. Hi, folks. Scott Hennon. And Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
And you, the fine listeners of the program we call What's On Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. Pretty simple. 800-228-0550 is how you tell us. 701-258-0550. You can also email us. We love that. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That is an email address. It's long, but it's easy to remember, right? studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. How else can they join us? Todd, they can weigh in on Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
I'll give Todd's cell phone number so you could call him out 24 hours.
Should I give it on the air?
You could text Todd with any questions you have for me.
Yeah. Sure.
701-226-8503.
Go ahead.
Say it one more time.
226-8503. I give it on the radio all the time. No big deal.
I didn't know you did that.
Sure.
I'm afraid if I did that, I would pretty much be answering the phone 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
Well, the ringer's off. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't stop making noise in here the whole show. So,
could they text you a question for the show right
Absolutely.
To your phone?
Absolutely.
So that's another way. You sure you want to do this? Did you buy the unlimited plan or what?
It's a company phone. What do I care? I don't pay the
bill.
There
you go. Okay. Clear Channel can afford it. Excuse me. iHeart Media can afford it. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So one more time, that number is?
701-226-8503.
Got it. And then also, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the What's On Your Mind hotline. You call 855-200-1776. You press 1, and it allows you to hop on your soapbox and leave a message and talk for as long as you'd like. And just get something off your chest, whatever it is. 855-200-1776. Press 1. You can press 2 and chat with us live on the air when we're on the air. On the program today, we'll chat at the bottom of the hour with the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, one of three members of the very important and very influential North Dakota Industrial Commission. That pretty much governs everything from the Bank of North Dakota to the mill and elevator to oil and gas production through the mineral rights area and a lot. So Doug Goring is in that post. He's also an Ag Commissioner, and he's dealing with some energy issues today. We're going to talk about pipeline reclamation, which is a big issue with landowners, especially surface landowners that do not have mineral rights, to say, wait a minute here, this needs to be done right. And I believe pipeline companies want it done right, and 99.9% of the time it is done right, but that 0.1% can always get better. And so Doug's going to talk a little bit about that today on the program and a new initiative that he unveiled yesterday. We're also going to talk with two CEOs on the program today, Todd. The C-suite will be represented on the program today. You tell the folks about the first CEO.
C-suite?
Yeah. What does that even mean? I think it just means the big boss, the corner office.
You don't think my office is anywhere near a C-suite, do you? I don't know. The first thing about the C-suite, the creator of my pillow is going to be on.
That'll be fun, won't it? I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be great. Mike Lindell, and I mean, because you got to admit, what have you ever bought a pillow any other place in the world, and they've asked you questions so that you get the right pillow?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. I mean, number one, they give you all those questions ahead of time, and then if it's not perfect, you send it back, and it's really cool. And we're proud to have MyPillow as a sponsor. Another CEO, little different, market cap by a little bit. Chief Executive Officer of Continental Resources, a fellow by the name of Harold Hamm, is going to join us today on the program to talk about oil prices and North Dakota's role in this, energy renaissance. It's no longer an industry. It's an energy renaissance that's going on, and North Dakota's right in the middle of it. So we'll talk with the man from the champion of American oil, Harold Hamm at Continental Resources. A lot of people are speculating the price is going to be this, the price is going to be that. If anybody knows, it'd be him, and I bet he won't tell us, because really one of our first "are you kidding me" is trying to predict what the price of oil will be, right? And so we're going to tackle that topic today on the program. But in the meantime, love to visit with you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, And again, if you want to text Todd, get your message in that way, we would love that as well. So here's a couple of starters for us. And by the way, it's Friday, and Friday means free bacon. And not just any kind of bacon, but Cloverdale bacon.
Does that mean so, I can call the show too then? Or,
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. Free Bacon Friday, meaning the best caller this hour and the best caller next hour wins some free bacon on us. And so, did you hear that boom, by the way?
I was going to say, what did you drop?
I didn't drop anything. That was a gunshot. Because I'm in the This is a top secret bunker that we're broadcasting from today, and some friends of mine are hunting. I'm slaving away over
a hot
microphone.
They're not hunting you.
they're not hunting me. Actually, they're right now hunting clay pigeons, I think, but they're going to go get, chase some birds here in a little bit, and then fish a little later too. So that sound like fun or what?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little chilly, but anyway, I thought I'd better explain the boom, just so.
Yeah.
You did hear that, huh?
I did hear that.
That's funny. That's funny.
I just thought you dropped something over there.
Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack, which is the Cloverdale thick-cut sliced bacon, the pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon. You get it all for the caller of the hour. We do that on Fridays to inspire you to be a first-time caller, maybe to contribute in some way, however you think you'd like to join the program. We'd love to hear from you. So tell us what's on your mind and give us your Are You Kidding Me contributions today on the program. The CDC, Todd, you know what that stands for?
Centers for Disease Confusion?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it is actually the Centers for Disease Confusion.
Control,
Yeah. Anyway, the Centers for Disease Control recently is trying to sort of tie budget cuts to the reason for the Ebola breakout, so that they literally have been trying to say, gosh, if we'd have just had more taxpayer money, then we would not have an Ebola outbreak, okay? Well, that's a little inconvenient now that we know they also were doling out $25 million in bonuses. You can't make this up. Are you kidding me? I kid you not.
Wow.
Jason on our Facebook page says, very typical of a government agency. Take a look at the VA. Kim says, the info in this article is just as frustrating. Lots of facts about dollars legislated, mission creep, and not getting the intended results. Very good point, Kim. Because let's just say, for simple math, okay? I didn't have algebra, so I'm just going to go simple math.
Let's say didn't have algebra?
I didn't. I got through 12 years.
How did that happen?
Without, it was called going to three different high schools. I think somebody forgot. But anyway, so let's say their budget is $100 billion, okay? So for everything the CDC has to do, they have $100 billion to do it, all right? Now, Ebola's been talked about as a major, major threat for, it's not new, right? I mean, and even this most latest crisis was predicted in March, and here in October, they're still getting their stuff together, and not very well. But the mission creep is I think, a very good point. And also Kim's point about dollars legislated and what they're doing with them. So if I'm at the CDC and I have $100 billion to control disease, I'm going to put Ebola right at the top no matter what. So, I might do Ebola, and then I might do, flu shots, and then avian flu. I don't, that's what drives us crazy about government. Prioritize. Don't sit there and say, but if we had more money, we'd be able to fix this. So that's really frustrating. I wonder if Brian in Jamestown is as frustrated about this as we are. Is Brian there? Looks to me like Brian went away.
No, he was, but...
If you are frustrated, tell us by calling back at 800-228-0550. Here's Don. Don says, we need to remember this administration emphasizes good intentions. Results are not important. Peggy says, and how much money is going to other wasteful projects? The Democrats want a blank check on everything. And Chad says, typical government response. All right, so there's a few of those examples.
And we'll what, our government disappoint us? Like, that's never happened. But yeah, this is a pretty big one, and we probably shouldn't be dropping the ball on this one.
Exactly. So anyway, Free Bacon Friday. Let's get to the phones. Steve is calling us from Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just wondering if you had heard the rant that Shepard Smith went on the other night on his program about everybody getting a little bit crazy about Ebola on his news report. That's just kind of my thought for the day.
I didn't hear it, but what's your take? Is Shepard Smith right?
No, I think he's pretty condescending, and it's not even insulting on the whole deal, telling us that we're all a little bit crazy for being scared or worried about what's going on with this.
He's a little dramatic for me. I'm not a big Shep Smith fan, and he would be fairly, I think, described as a liberal. That's kind of obvious to me as well. I mean, not that that's unusual when you got a news anchor, and most of them are. So I don't know what to make of that, and I didn't see it, so I can't really say.
Yeah.
But I think, tell that to the family of the guy in Dallas, or the nurse, right, that's wrestling with it now, and... I think they'd probably beg to differ. Steve, appreciate the call. Don in Minot coming up. Brian in Jamestown is back as well. What is on your mind? And it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, live on What's On Your Mind from the Top Secret Hunting Bunker. I'm going to post a clue on Facebook, though, and see if folks can get it. But that explains the booms. So if you're wondering, and I'm working.
Just so you know, I'm not hunting.
Nor fishing. maybe later. 20 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind Friday, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, Elliot, New Salem, North Dakota, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Elliot?
Hey, I was hoping that you guys could take a few minutes and you kind of fill me in on measure one.
Tell me anything in particular that you want to know?
Not really. Just everything.
Okay, so first of all, what is measure one? Measure one is something that the legislature passed. And they want to amend the Constitution of the state of North Dakota to be a little more clear on the right to life that already exists in the Constitution. So, Elliot, did you know that the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution?
Yes.
I didn't, actually. I didn't know it was in there, but it is in there. And so what this does is it just makes it a little more clear and takes some language that we can recognize from the U.S. Constitution and the Founding Fathers. And this is what would be added to Article 1 of the North Dakota Constitution. It'll be the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. Okay, so it's pretty simple, it's pretty basic, and it just basically clarifies the language. Now, why is that necessary? It's necessary if you know anything about a judge by the name of Wick Corwin from Fargo, who took a very bizarre approach towards legislation that was passed by the legislature and tried to add rights for more abortions in the Constitution of the state of North Dakota that was never envisioned by anyone. And certainly any legislator. So I look at Measure 1, even though I'm pro-life, all right? So, and to me, this isn't really even about being pro-life or pro-choice or anything else. It's about saying, I want to elect a legislature that I know will go pass laws, they'll debate them, they'll have an up or a down vote, they'll decide, then the governor will decide, do I like it, do I not like it, I sign it, it's law. Okay? I think that's how the legislative process should work. It shouldn't work, okay, all of that happens, and then a judge decides he doesn't like it, because he happens to be pro-choice, or that he gets, dollar signs in his eyes about some future campaign if he takes money from Planned Parenthood. I don't know what. I can't look into the heart and soul of Judge Wick Corwin, but he added rights that weren't even envisioned in the Constitution, certainly, and did some very strange things. So this is just a protective measure against really one judge deciding rather than a full body of the legislative process. And One irritation I have in the whole deal, Elliot, is that there's a lot of people saying what that change will do, for instance, on in vitro fertilization or on end-of-life decisions. They don't even really talk about the abortion issue. They talk about the other issues. And what I want everyone to know, every bit of research that I've done on this suggests that all the things they claim will happen if this passes could already happen, because as you rightfully pointed out, we already have a right to life in the North Dakota Constitution. Does that help?
Yeah, that clarifies things up a little bit. Yeah, I'm excited to vote. Looking forward to it.
How do you plan to vote on Measure 1?
Ooh. I'm kind of 50-50 right now. I'm up. I mean, I got to do my own research. I got to look into it a little bit more. I was just trying to get a little bit more information from you and check out your views. But
I'm glad. And I've said that on every single measure, everybody ought to take the time to ask some questions. I for the first time in my adult life got an absentee ballot because I want to know exactly what it says. I want to study it. I want to spend some time on it, and I'm doing it. Obviously, short of the Measure 1 being an overwhelming yes for me because of what I've just described, and Measure 5 being an overwhelming no, all of them take a little time to sort of say, okay, what exactly, I like the idea of kids not going back to school for Labor Day, and I think, quite honestly, that, if that is forced upon the school districts, they'll figure it out. They'll manage the calendar correctly, and it'll be okay. But I also like local control, right? And I like school boards to decide how to do it. So it's one of those you wrestle with. But, one and five are no-brainers to me, yes on one and no on five. Five, in the case of five, it would just absolutely raid the Treasury. And we already have a state very dependent on energy, specifically the oil revenue. Imagine if these guys get to lot 5% off so they can build bigger buildings. You know, I mean, that's scary to me. So one and five are no-brainers in my mind. Number one is a yes, and number five is a no. But otherwise, I applaud you, Elliot. I think that's a good idea to spend some time researching. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I got to change my topic here on Measure 5. I was going to call it back, Buddy Bull, but on Measure 5, the whole campaign here is that, you know, if you don't give us this money, your water is going to become polluted. There's not going to be any place to hunt. Or are they stating that that is the case right now? Because the last time I went to my tap and drew a glass of water, I didn't get sick. Now, they're providing me with that clean water with the money we already have. Are you kidding me?
That's a solid are you kidding me without question, Brian. And here's another little bizarre deal. So there's you familiar with the Outdoor Heritage Fund that has, you know, I guess a similar mission. I would fairly say less money because it isn't this ridiculous amount of money, but a similar mission. So when I asked somebody the other day, and it was actually someone that had chaired the Outdoor Heritage Fund previously, I don't think he does anymore. I said, you know, all the projects they say they want to do, have they come to the Heritage Fund and come up short? You know, in other words, have they asked for the money and then they couldn't get it? And he said, no. It was Wade Mosier I was talking to. He said, that's the smoking gun in this whole deal. Number one, they won't really tell you what they're going to do, and we all know they're going to buy land, right? And they're going to impact the price of land. And they're going to, most importantly, take money away from very key priorities. I don't know about you, but I'm always a little suspicious of anybody that is not firm enough in their opinion that they'll even come on and sort of, you know, debate it with you. Well, these guys won't debate. And we've asked from the very time they were gathering signatures, and they first said, wait till we get the signatures and we know it's going to be on the ballot, and then we'll do it. And we did. And then they made more excuses and more excuses and more excuses, and aren't even firm enough in their opinion, because they know folks like Brian and Jamestown are going to call and ask tough questions to debate it. So this is a deal. They want to give it a mom and apple pie label, parks and wildlife, and just call it good. But when they haven't even taken advantage of funds that already exist, it tells me this isn't about anything other than lining their pockets. And they are spending a lot of money to do it. Why else would they do that than to see that they're looking for a return on the investment? And the return on the investment is we'll put $3 and $4 and $5 million or whatever into this because we know we're going to get $150 million a year. Appreciate the call, Brian. Blaine, South Dakota, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Blaine?
Yeah, I was just put my 2 cents in about starting school after Labor Day. I work at a school. I'm not an educator. I work as a custodian. And in all honesty, starting school after Labor Day is almost too late. I've seen that the kids come to school, they're ready to go to school, but in the springtime, I don't know how you are, but even me, I get kind of antsy.
Yeah, they're itching to get out. I hear you, Brian. Hang on, we'll let you finish your thought on the other side of the break. Doug Goring coming up, too. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I just want to comment on the Ebola. They say that we're safe in the U.S. and they're taking every precaution. So far, they've let one person fly across the country from Cleveland to Dallas, another one stuck on a cruise ship. Yeah, I feel real safe now. Thank you.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that just absolutely the worst of the worst? I mean, it really just makes me crazy that we think that little of our government. I mean, the sheer incompetence over this thing is unbelievable, and the excuses, I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. I mean, when this first thing started with this whole mess with the CDC, you go on the CDC website, and I know more about West African economic development needs than I do about the disease and preventing it. Look, I'm pro-West Africa. And all of their economic development. I happen to think, quite honestly, this is an argument for cheap, affordable electricity, because if West Africa had more of it, there'd be less of a chance for Ebola. But these people hate coal so much they'd never do that, even though it saved lives. Is anybody else connecting those dots? I mean, electricity changes lives. Right? And these people are the poorest of the poor, and now we have what we have. And they're right, well, we can't ban flights from there because there'd be less economic development. Are you kidding me? Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before we get to Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, who is our next guest, the caller from South Dakota did hang up, and I think he was making the point that as a janitor or someone that's around kids in schools, he sees the argument for, not waiting until Labor Day to start because kids are checked out by late May, early June. That's what he was saying. My thought is, and I'm leaning towards a yes vote on this thing for the following reason. I believe that their hand is forced. School between Labor Day and Memorial Day can be accomplished. They'll just have to be more disciplined about the calendar. And education has gotten so regulated. And I mean, even North Dakota, the bureaucracy is too big. And it's 1% of what it is on the federal level. And you know what? So because it's so regulated, you say local control. Well, that's not local control anyway, because this is mandated, and the NEA wants this, and they got to do that, and they got to do. So local control went out the window long ago. So to me, you know, even though I would fairly accept some criticism from people who say, oh, I thought you were for local control, but you're going to vote on that. You're right, but as soon as local control is back, then maybe I'd swing the other way. So, but I appreciate the perspective of a janitor. He's going to know. I just think we can have our cake and eat it, too, on that one. Todd, do we have a couple texts before we get to Doug?
Yeah, by the way, if you missed the phone number, 701-226-8503, and by the way, I've gotten a few calls. Those are going to have to go to voicemail because we're a little tied up. Start putting pressure on Common Core. I teach it, and it's a horror. I wish I would have known who that's from. although I do have a phone number. Do I need to register to vote?
You do not, not if you're in North Dakota. Voting in North Dakota is easy as pie. So easy, as a matter of fact, we're going to give you a 101 next Wednesday. We'll be at the Williams County Courthouse, and we're going to talk to a real live county auditor so everybody understands how this works. We're doing it Wednesday, Williston, on the program, and looking forward to it. What's this other one? They're wanting to know that somebody tells everybody to vote. What was that one?
Yeah, you're supposed to vote no on Measure 1.
Who says?
Going on down the dial. The senator's brother.
Well, we can say his name, can't we? I mean, they did.
Just Joel tells everyone. All right, fine. I didn't know if you wanted to or not. Joel tells everyone to vote no on Measure 1. Are you? You're not that surprised at that one, are you?
Am I, or are you asking the person that texted you?
Well, either both.
I heard Joel actually say this because we were doing our shows not far from each other in Dickinson for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting, and he said, "I'm trying to find a measure to vote for," and I went over and had a very cordial conversation with him after to say, "Well, let's just start with one. You're a good Catholic boy, aren't you? How do you not vote yes on Measure 1?" And he went on this rant about how his wife is a hospice nurse and this is horrible and all these terrible things are going to happen, none of which are true. Because if they could happen, they'd already be happening because the right to life is in the Constitution. But, you know, I get when you here's the deal. What's going on with Measure 1 is there's a lot of people who are pro-choice that don't like saying they're pro-choice because it's not popular in North Dakota. Bottom line, okay? And so it's easier to make up stuff about end-of-life decisions or in vitro or other smoke screens and try and scare people. Planned Parenthood is the number one funder of the opposition to Measure 1. Why? Planned Parenthood makes their money on abortions. Just very simple. You can look that up and believe me. Don't believe me. Look it up. Independently verify it for yourself. So they are in here trying to defeat that because they like what the judge in Fargo did. They like what the judge in Fargo did because it actually says there would be a fighting chance that there would be more abortions because then he could just twist the North Dakota Constitution and what legislators did to whatever one judge wants, not what the governor wants, not what a majority, by the way, of Republicans and Democrats, bipartisan legislation. The pro-life issue in North Dakota is not partisan. It is not partisan. It is a, in my view, 60-40 issue statewide. And probably 70-30 Castleton West. Okay, really, the only area that's a little purple on that issue is Grand Forks and Fargo. So,
by the way,
yes, sir.
Caller says you are correct in that you can start school after Labor Day. Have it finished by Memorial Day. You just need to get rid of Christmas break, and then you can do that.
No, we can see there they go. That's more scare tactics. Oh, we're gonna make them go to school on Christmas Eve now. How about a few less spring breaks?
Like,
how about a few
there?
Less fall breaks? How about a few less in service? How about a few less? Don't give me that. I'm not buying it. Anyway, we're taking up Doug Goring's time. Let's get to the North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, who joins us next on our Newsmaker line. And your questions or comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Still have some bacon to give away from Cloverdale this hour. Doug, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
Appreciate you joining us on the program today, and I just want to say something at the outset. Doug Goring, every time we ask him to come on this program, answers the question, yes. Let's figure it out what time, and I know you had a busy week. We got it in, and we're going to continue to do it every week until Election Day, and we appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on this program and talk to our listeners and answer questions. So let me start with a thank you on that.
Well, thank you. It's a great opportunity to get out and talk about some of the issues, make people aware of some of the things that are going on. You're right, it has been a busy week. A couple big announcements this week. One on the plastics plant, the other one on the pipeline reclamation inspection program. We just continue to move forward, and I'm proud of our state, all the people out there that make things happen, whether you're in agriculture, energy, manufacturing, the motor carriers, the construction industry, our service industries, the healthcare industries. So much is happening that benefits our lives, and we're making a lot of things happen right here in North Dakota by adding value to our resources, developing those resources, and moving things forward.
I want to ask you, Doug, about both of those initiatives, but let me also welcome callers to weigh in here on anything that you have in the way of a question for Doug. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number, or you can text Todd. I love this new feature. Every week we're adding a new feature to the program, and now we're allowing your text questions and zapping every answer.
Do the texters go to the front of the line, or they just go in the middle of the line? Or,
I don't know. We'll figure that out as we go. Brian, on the road, listening to 550 K-Fire. Question on Measure 5 for the Ed Commissioner, Doug Goring. Go ahead, Brian.
Good morning. Not so much a question, just a comment. You know, if anybody's on the fence on this, there's really no way that you should be or could be anymore. After listening to that recording that you played yesterday with, I think it was Scott Bachmeier, my goodness, that sealed the deal. I was going to vote no on it anyways, but that was absolutely unbelievable, Scott. And you need to play that again.
I'll do it. We will do it. And thanks to Scott Bachmeier for sending that to us. He's a great talent, and we appreciate his efforts on the air and off the air in that case. If you missed it, folks, Scott Bachmeier got a call from someone clearly out of state and advocating for a yes vote on Measure 5, started asking some very basic questions, and it turned into a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, it was unbelievable how ridiculous.
It doesn't say it on my script.
Yeah, it was really, really bad.
Favorite line.
But, Brian, I appreciate that call. And, Doug, speaking of that, being on the fence, your opponent, Ryan Taylor, in the Ag Commission race, has been on the fence on Measure 5. The last debate the two of you did at the Heritage Center, I think I heard him say he'd vote no, but he also said that, you know, that he didn't really think it was his place to take a position. Here's what I'm confused about. First of all, what's your position on Measure 5?
I'm opposed to Measure 5 for a couple different reasons. First of all, there's an assumption, or it's being implied, that we don't have clean water and clean air in North Dakota. We actually have rules and regulations in place. The health department oversees that. We have some of the cleanest water and cleanest air in North Dakota. But beyond that, we're talking about a constitutional measure that will look at accessing, taking $150 million a year and putting it into these types of efforts and tying it up for 25 years. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars. I've heard estimates $4.8 billion. That could be used for roads, could be used for property tax relief, could be used for schools. And God forbid that we have oil prices go down and some of our extraction taxes drop off. And then what are we going to do? We're going to end up in a situation with less money to do all the good work we need to do in North Dakota, building the infrastructure, building the environment and the atmosphere that will continue to create jobs, that will motivate, inspire, incentivize, and keep our state moving down the right path, a path of success, a path that we've already demonstrated works. I mean, it goes back to looking at this whole issue this last week with one of our announcements on the plastics plant. We've created an environment through collaboration, public-private partnerships to invite, incentivize companies to come here and do business. We're going to be reducing flaring. We're going to be adding value to our resources. We're going to be splitting off ethane from methane to make high-density and low-density plastics, which, by the way, are utilized everywhere in our life. I think about when I get in a combine or get in a tractor, everything around me is plastic anymore. But not only that, it's in our seeding equipment. It's in the bushings and the sleeves. It's in the wear components that exist on our combine, on beet lifters, on potato harvesting machine. These are things that can be broadly adapted and used. But not only that, how about in the pipe that we use in rural water systems or in our municipalities? How about for oil and gas? All this high-density plastic.
No, you're so right. You're so right. And again, the value added that was fascinating to watch is it's an agriculture model on the energy side, where you're taking obviously flaring, a product of oil production, right, and capturing it, and then you know, taking the ethane off it, and then turning the ethane into plastic and all year, and
shipping
it. It really is extraordinary. When we come back, I want to ask you this though on the follow up question to that, and then I also want to talk about the pipeline reclamation initiative you announced yesterday, and a few more callers. If every major ag organization is against Measure 5, why is your opponent unable to say unequivocally, just like you have, he's opposed to it? It's very bizarre to me. Anyway, that when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
YC's here. When you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Tuff, the Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Burt's Truck Equipment, servicing the Grand Forks and Devils Lake areas too in East Grand Forks, 218-773-1194.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
And are you kidding me? Friday, any contributions, you can call them in for the end of the program. We need some bacon winners from our friends at Cloverdale, so go to it, 855-200-1776, extension 1. University of North Dakota talking about a new nickname. Are you kidding me? I know. Speaking of which, how about a little hockey action this weekend? We're going to find out who the North Dakota Petroleum Council Roughnecks Performer of the Game is. And you know what? Besides those great hockey players, one thing we know to be rugged and tough is North Dakota's oil industry. And one thing you may not know is that North Dakota's petroleum industry is creating good-paying jobs and careers for young folks across our state, including just, let's take UND up around the Grand Forks area. There are more than 110 Grand Forks businesses just in that one town engaged in activities in the Bakken. Pretty amazing. Find out more at ndoil.org, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Back with more with Doug Goring, a couple of calls waiting as well. And so, Doug, my question before the break is, every major, I mean, I don't know how often in your time in agriculture in North Dakota, you remember the Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union agreeing, right? And so you have the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and you have the North Dakota Farmers Union agreeing. You have every other major ag organization agreeing that Measure 5 is a bad idea, advocating for a no vote. And yet Ryan Taylor has been flipping and flopping all over the place and has said, you know, that he didn't think it was his place to take a position and wasn't going to say. And, I mean, am I wrong? You've been in the debates with him. What do you make of Ryan Taylor being unable to unequivocally say, it's not only a no vote for me, it's a very bad idea?
Well, I find it tough to speculate what his answer really is or where he's coming from on this, but absolutely, the ag community has taken the position opposed to Measure 5. And when you are the ag commissioner, you advocate, you regulate this industry, you've got to be there in lockstep, understanding what their concerns are, where they're coming from. This is about putting policy before politics. And unfortunately, maybe that's where my opponent's at. But I can't speak for him, and I wish he would probably just come out and say where he's at, but that's his business. The voters are going to have to figure it out because they don't quite know where he is on this issue.
9 before the top of the hour, your calls, questions, comments. Welcome for Doug Goring, North Coast Ag Commissioner. And let's see, who would be next here? A question from Margie in Mandan, listening on 550 K-Fire. Margie, go ahead for Doug Goring.
Yeah, I would like for you to know that I watched with great interest the KX forum that they had on Measure 5. I found it absolutely fascinating. But one of the questions that came up in my mind was one of the gals that was for Measure 5 addressed the audience and said, if you want a playground in your school, we'll give it to you. If you want field trips for your children, you will have them. If you want your children to learn how to hunt on quality land, we will teach them. And the list of the things that they said they would give if this passed, and all you had to do was ask for it in a grant. Okay. To me, that in itself tells me that they're not telling the truth. Money is not that easy to get. If there's a poor little school that wants a new playground, I don't understand who's going to make this grant, who's going to do it, who's going to maintain it.
Yeah, all very good questions, Margie, all very good questions. Do me a favor, hang on, because Sven Snerdly is going to get your information. And since you're from Mandan, where Cloverdale bacon is shipped all across the globe, You're our bacon winner of the hour, because very good points. And, Doug, we only have 2 minutes left. I do want to ask you about pipeline reclamation work as well. But in a minute or less, is what Margie's talking about exactly right, and why you're advocating a no vote on Measure 5?
Well, it just goes back to the whole issue about giveaways. She made a great point about that. They're just giving it away. Just vote yes on it. The reality is we already have the Heritage Fund, and if the legislature can scale it up to meet the needs and the requests that are out there, and they can be done on those true conservation efforts. The other thing is, keep in mind that 90% of all of the land in North Dakota is owned and operated by agriculture. So you're going to have to get to the heart of the matter and work with farmers and ranchers out there and the landowners about all these different projects. And people are, we're some of the greatest conservationists in the country and in the
absolutely
world.
Absolutely.
USDA has also stated that we have been conserving and saving 100 million tons of topsoil every year for wind and water erosion. That's agriculture doing that in the last 17 years.
All right. I apologize. We don't have more time on pipelines. I do want at least 30 seconds on what this new inspection program that you rolled out would do.
that's going to provide assurances for our farmers, ranchers, and landowners to give us a call so that we can assess pipeline and the reclamation issues out there so that we can get more done, we can get more pipe in the ground, to move more oil and gas out of the state into the refineries and the other places to get it off the rail. It's the safest way to do it. It's the best way to do it. But we need to put something in place that really helps the farmers, ranchers, and landowners. I'm seeking the authority and the appropriation to do this. I've been doing it on my own, but I need people and I need help. And that's what we're going to do with the legislature.
Makes sense. Appreciate it. We have obviously a few weeks left between Election Day. Look forward to you being here every week until Election Day, taking calls from the listeners and chatting with North Dakotans about the way forward. And again, the door remains open for Ryan Taylor, your opponent, who so far has declined every request we have put forward in this regard in the election cycle. Thanks, Doug. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.